This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, with temperatures holding closer to normal for early to mid-March, wheat is finally going to show some good development after it got stopped in late February. Earlier this week, I talked about the wheat crop with Aaron Esser, Adams County Extension Agent Director in Ritzville. I asked him about the winter damage and disease pressure going into spring.
I think early on, we were kind of concerned about some of the winter wheat and how it was holding up. Over the last couple of days, I think some of that worry has been eased. You know, the first, when you talk diseases, we got to be concerned about stripe rust. I think the stripe rust forecast is actually looking pretty favorable. The pressure looks fairly low. And the potential for eye spot foot rot might be a little bit greater than in the past. And then one of the other diseases they're seeing already down in Oregon, in northeastern Oregon, is the soil-borne mosaic virus.
He added that this is a good time for top dressing if your crop is short on nitrogen.
Farmers historically like to put it on now because they're still hoping to get some of these spring rains to come through to push it down lower into the profile. And I got a call from a producer down by Walla Walla where they were top dressing already today.
Mr. Esser also encouraged farmers looking to seed spring grains to time it ahead of warming trends.
Soil temperature is 45 and the trend for it gets to go up. Like to be seeding in a scenario like that.
My thanks to WSU Extension Agronomist Aaron Esser. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.